The Blue Tao Radio Theater presents... The Adventures of Captain Strong, the Scourge of the High Seas, starring Matt Heller, Ben McClure, Andrew Heller, and Rebecca Thompson. Episode 12.
When we last left our heroes, mysterious stranger Gordon Ambler had abruptly left the fold for the tumultuous turmoil of Inner Flirdland.
I can't believe Mr. Ambler just took off like that. He was acting like a man possessed.
That wasn't like him at all.
Who knows what a man like Gordon Ambler is really like, Randy. Remember, he is a mysterious stranger.
True.
Well, what's the game plan now, Captain? We don't want to endanger ourselves by walking into the mess that Flirdland has become. But how else can we find the princess?
Well, maybe we can find out something here on the wharf.
Ah, don't be ridiculous, Randy.
You mean we're just going to let Mr. Ambler go like that?
What other choice do we have, Greta?
Captain, look! The bait and tackle shop! It's open!
Good eye, Randy. You might just start earning your keep around here yet. All right, men. And you too, Greta. Let's go.
I don't know, Captain. This place looks pretty shady.
Indeed. Everyone stay on your guard. Now, where are the local help?
Look, sir, over there, a scullery-looking cleaning girl.
So there is, sweeping her lifeblood away. Surly-looking thing. Looks like she hasn't had a bath for weeks.
Or a change of clothes. Those rags.
And look at her hair! Looks like someone just dropped a spider plant on her head!
Randy, shh! Keep her voice down.
Too late, sir. I think she glanced this way. Oh, she looks so frightened and hungry.
How can you tell under that layer of caked-on dirt and grime? I can barely make out her face!
That's enough, Randy. Percy, go and see if she knows anything.
You want me to talk to her?
Yes, I think that would be for the best. I think my machismo might overwhelm her.
Good thinking, sir.
Okay.
If this state of affairs is typical, then things here are worse than I thought.
I'll say. What do you think, Greta? The poverty and degradation, Greta. Good grief, weren't you even paying attention?
Sorry, Randy, but I was examining this tank full of crowd that is. Truly lovely creatures. I ought to keep one in the bed when I was just a little frog.
Oh, really?
Excuse me, miss. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your sweeping, but my friends and I were wondering if you could help us with something.
Pairs and strings on the front, lures and live bloodworms in the back.
No, we're not looking for any fishing supplies. Yeah, live bloodworms. Really?
Certainly. It's still one of the most popular forms of bait, I'm told.
Really? Look, if you don't mind me asking, you seem very sad and lonely, and very out of place in this establishment. Have you always worked here?
Oh, no. The owner was kind enough to take me in, and I needed the work, which I really must be getting back to.
But you also seem very familiar to me somehow. Could we have met at some point?
I'm sure that's impossible. Now, if you excuse me.
In Colanderburg, perhaps? That's where I grew up. Where are you from?
Rhoda, are you slacking off on your duties again?
Oh, no, Mr. Vibble. This man needed some help, and I was just going to call you.
Oh, were you? I should hope so. You know, it's been hardly worth my while keeping you on. What with having to learn you to sweep and scrub another rudimentary cleaning skill.
No, I know, Mr. Vivillon. I'm very grateful for your generosity.
And don't you forget it. Now, get to work scrubbing the back room floor now.
Yes, Mr. Vivillon.
Well, what's that you get for trying to be nice, right, friend?
Perhaps you'd be better... getting better results from your staff if you exercised more patience and understanding.
Oh, really? And who are you to be telling me how to run my affairs?
I'm Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas, and I have always found that a gentle management style produces more fruit than cruel demandingness. Haven't I, men? And Greta?
Yeah.
Sure.
That's very gentle.
Sure.
Well, you do things your way, I'll do them mine. Now, what can I get you? A nice jar of salmon eggs, perhaps?
No, sir. No bait and tackle for us today. Just some information.
Information can be expensive.
Don't worry. We can cover it. Now, what do you know about...
Hang on a minute. That'll be 10 doubloons up front.
Of course. Very well. Okay, pay the man, Percy.
What?
You heard me. Pay the man. 10 doubloons.
I don't have any money with me, Captain.
What?
I'm sorry, I don't have any money.
What about your pay for the week?
Sorry, sir. I already spent on a new clock in my cabin. You know, the one with the mermaids carved in the woodwork.
Good grief, Percy. I've spoken to you about those extravagances. What about you, Randy?
Sorry, Captain, but I recently spent my entire last year's pay on a new set of measuring cups.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I
Well, I'll say. This is more money than I've made in a month selling bait and tackle in a deprived economy such as this one.
That's precisely what we want to talk to you about. Since the assassinations of the royal family, we have it on very good information that a slave trade of sorts has started, based in the lighthouse on the Cape.
Can't say I knows anything about that.
Our information has it that a dear friend of ours was brought to the mainland through this trade. Do you have any idea where we could find her?
Yeah. Here's the tricky thing. I just might have some idea, but the information you're looking for is the most expensive kind. Maybe, though, if your friend could see her way to hand over a few more of them doubloons...
Why, you cretin! You're just after my money!
Come on now, Greta, it's for the princess!
Princess, eh? You folks travel in some pretty highfalutin circles, do ya? Bet you have lots of rich friends, eh? Tell you what. Don't you just hand over that entire money pouch and then step into the back with me, and you can tell me how much your rich friends will be willing to pay for your safety.
Why, you...
Be careful, Captain! Here's a knife!
I see it, Randy. Stay back, everyone. Okay, take this!
Ah!
You did it, Captain! You decked him!
His primitive anger was no match for your finely honed fighting skills, sir.
But now what do we do? We're no closer to finding the princess! Or even to discovering if she really made it back to Floodland or not.
The castle!
Gee whiz, what's going on out there?
Maybe Rhoda can help us.
Everyone to the castle!
What's all that commotion?
Everyone, outside, castle. Quick!
Holy hot dog, captains! It's a riot!
Not a riot, a rally! And it's all focused on the castle! Come on, man, let's go! You too, Greta.
The castle!
Moving like the wind, the captain and his crew soon reached a quiet side street that gave them a clear view of the town square.
It looks like the entire country is here!
They're all chanting and cheering around the castle! But what's it all about?
Captain, look! On the castle balcony, something's happening! Somebody's emerging from the outer doors!
It looks like...
It's Princess Amanda!
Has Captain Strong's quest reached a premature but joyous conclusion? Find out in the next ballyhooing episode of The Adventures of Captain Strong, Scourge of the High Seas.
Na, 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 hey Jude.